As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Now, female founders with Laurel Mintz.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Female Founders on Business Rockstars. I'm here with Nicole Centeno, founder and CEO of Splendid Spoon. Nicole, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what the Splendid Spoon is. It sounds delicious. I think it's food related, but tell us a little bit more about the brand.
Yeah, so Splendid Spoon is an e-commerce business that is designed to help create peace and ease around healthy eating. So we believe in small changes, and we deliver those small changes every week in the form of meals and also support from our team and meditations.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a holistic approach to healthy eating.
Exactly.
How did you start the company? What was the moment of aha, I'm going to do this?
The moment of aha was when I was pregnant with my son, Grover, my first son. I have two boys now. And I think that there's a moment, especially for women, when you realize that you're carrying life inside of you, mm-hmm. that's like, whoa, what am I doing to take care of myself now that this body is in charge of someone else?
Right, not just you anymore.
Yeah. And I studied nutrition and metabolism when I was in college. I was a bio major and we looked at ancient diet therapies. And then I also went to culinary school while I was working full time. And yet my relationship with food was still like kind of manic. There was this very like food as pleasure and joy, but also this a little bit of a tension, right? With like, how am I actually taking care of myself and doing things like going to Soul Cycle or going for a long run and then indulging? And none of it felt connected. Mm. And I knew from my work and from my studies that there was a way to reunite the joy and ease and like just good feeling of eating.
Did you go to culinary school before or after this aha moment?
Before.
Okay. So you were already in this thought process. You got pregnant and
yeah.
then you were like, I need to do something. This is my calling now.
Totally. I mean, I definitely think Splendid Spoon and sort of where I am today is a culmination of like my life's journey for sure. I'm a big believer in like all paths lead to here. Mm-hmm. And I've always had a deep connection to food as like this great unifier and growing food in a garden and cooking with my mom and grandmothers and my dad.
I love that familial conversation because like you said, there's so many parts of food and eating that we as women and the society as a whole have major issues with. It's this vicious cycle of healthy, unhealthy eating.
Right. And that's like the whole mentality that I'm really trying to just kind of like sweep away completely, mm-hmm. that there is this all or nothing, that you're either healthy or you're not, that it can be about one small change. And so Splendid Spoon and our soup cleanse and the program that we have put together is based on making one little shift every day, a shift once a week with a cleanse to really connect yourself to healthy eating in a healthy way that's habit forming, mm-hmm. instead of I'm doing this to remedy something. I'm
or
doing
that quick
this
fix
to,
that everybody
yeah.
wants, that the master cleanse or all
right.
these really unhealthy immediate fixes that we think are going to have lasting effect that never do.
Right. And I think that there's also this idea of your food or your diet being separate from you and your intentions and your emotional state. And really, it's all so interconnected. And if you can forgive yourself a little bit and really sink into the idea that something small can make a huge impact on your health if you're able to incorporate it into your habits. Like, what an amazing thing.
It's like baby steps, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Baby steps are real. Like, absolutely. I mean, and then you are not worrying so much. And then that creates another level of that virtuous cycle because the stress element is so big and food is supposed to be just the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. It's pleasure. I mean, like, there's...
It's so stressful. And that's really what you're trying to take us out of, is that mindset of unhealthy relationships with food.
Right.
Take us through what a cycle of eating with your food looks like.
So when you sign up for our program, you get 5 or 10 meals delivered to you every single week, and they come right to your doorstep. So the most popular program is our 10-meal program, which includes a day of a soup cleanse. So you have 5 soups throughout the day. It's like your reset day. Mm-hmm. It's your day
to
kind of...
So it's food and the soup cleanse that you're really well known for.
Yeah. So
Okay.
So all of our products are designed to keep you full for a long time. They're totally plant-based and they're really, really convenient. So all of them are soups and stews and chilies, congees, all of the different things that you have made for yourself when you're not feeling well or someone has made for you, maybe when you were a child.
Sounds delicious. I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Female Founders on Business Rockstars. I'm here with Nicole Centeno, founder and CEO of Splendid Spoon. Nicole, thank you. We're going through the process of what eating on this this cleanse and the food that you provide looks like. So you're saying people usually get a 5 or a 10 day cleanse? Is that what you were saying?
It's 5 or 10 meals.
Meals.
So the whole idea is throughout the course of the week, what are those small changes that you're making? So I'll take you through the most popular program, which is the 10-meal program. So on your first day, you open up your box and you have your meals and there's a meditation. There's some information about the different ingredients that are in your different soups and stews.
Actually, that's a really good stopping point because I want to know, do you customize for people's tastes? Because I know for me personally, like parsley is like my enemy. Mm. Same thing with cilantro. So do you customize the boxes for people's personal tastes?
Currently, there's a set menu that rotates every single week with our website relaunch, which is a big area of investment for
us.
That is definitely in the cards for sure. Customization. And we really pride ourselves on direct interaction with our customers. So customer service is like paramount.
Very high touch.
Totally high touch. And again, like that's part of our whole mission of creating peace and ease around your mealtime rituals and healthy eating. Like whatever we can do to chill you out, we're there.
Well, I'm signing up today, just letting you know that. But part of this ease of and the conversation around food comes from your own personal passion.
Yes.
So we talked about your journey when you got pregnant. That was kind of your aha moment. But you have a really unique relationship with your co-packers we were talking about before we came on set today. Mm-hmm. How has that influenced this process for you?
Well, I mean, the business element of actually putting together and bringing this mission to life has become this other, like, really beautiful virtuous cycle for me. And the relationships that I've created with the people that are making the food, marketing the food, talking to my customers, you know, my team is such an important part of this experience. And the co-packers really... a huge part of any food business when you scale. Traditionally, you're either taking on that cost yourself or you're outsourcing it to a co-packer. And I really wanted my co-packer to be part of my team because...
And they're out of the Hudson Valley, which is renowned for their amazing dairy and, I mean, food products in any category.
Yeah.
They're like the best of the best in the United States at this point.
It's a very rich food shed. And it's also a unique relationship in that we work together very collaboratively on all of the product development, which is, again, going back to customer service and working with our members to really understand what they need. Super important. Coming out with new flavors on a regular basis, understanding different textures and flavor experiences.
Really innovating as it relates to the brand.
Exactly. And that requires a lot of high touch with our co-packer too, which is really unheard of. Anybody in the food industry, say co-packer, and it doesn't necessarily conjure
it's
images.
You and them.
Right.
But for you, it's very different.
For us, it's a connected experience. It's a very connected, holistic experience there as well. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, they are an extension of Splendid Spoon. We're able to lean on them and their historical successes in food and fresh food in particular, mm-hmm. and their understanding of sort of the science of it, of keeping mm-hmm. food fresh and safe and manufactured in a way that we can scale, mm-hmm. incredibly important.
Which is so challenging when you're focusing on organic and really that farm-to-table movement and packaging it and sending it across the country.
Right. And this is the new realm of food, mm-hmm. which I find to be so exciting, is you don't just go into a grocery store and you're not just like, oh, this is what I have to choose from. It's what do I want? What is important mm-hmm. for my body? What's important for my family? What's important for my lifestyle? And now with direct delivery becoming more efficient and more accessible to customers nationally, you can have kind of like whatever your heart desires, right? And then my responsibility as the entrepreneur is, what does their heart desire? Mm-hmm. How can I continue?
You have to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then make food that really makes sense for them. I love this conversation. We're going to continue with some best tips and practices. I'm Laurel Mintz, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Female Founders on Business Rockstars.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-504-4747. That's 800-504-4747. 800-504-4747. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Damian Bradfield is our guest. Hi, Damian. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
From the London School of Economics, and you have quite the resume here. Tell me what you do.
So currently, I'm President CMO of WeTransfer here in America. So we started the company 6 years ago, and we made the leap this year to set up here in the States.
Right. And the thing about WeTransfer is that it's simple. We'll get to that in the next segment. Right. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I think so. It's my great-granddad was.
Everybody says that they had somebody in the family, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't deliberate. I just got fed up working for other people. I have worked for other people.
Yeah. Well, we all get fed up for working for other people.
True.
Excuse me about that, but we do. And when did you decide to leave? What did you do before this? What was your first job?
So the first job I had was probably working for Stella McCartney. So I went to London School of Economics. I made the bad decision to quit university before that, then go back to university when there were only horrendous fees. So I had to get a job or do something to earn some money. So I did fly posting, so putting up posters through London. I got a job working for Stella and then for Alexander McQueen. And then got into advertising, and one thing led to another.
Yeah, what'd you learn from Stella and the late Alexander?
Stella was, in some respects, a control freak, so she wanted to do everything and be in control of everything. Mm-hmm. And so the amazing thing that she did that I think many people fail at is she would never let go of any of the PR material, video material, anything that was ever said about her, went through her. And if she wanted to make a film, she would make it. She wouldn't let anybody come in and make a documentary about her. She got that from her dad, right?
Yeah, I would think so. But their control freakness kind of worked out here and there.
I think it worked out well.
What's the worst job you ever had?
I spent a few years.
It's got to be a good one.
I spent a few years going back and forth to Moscow, setting up an agency in Russia. That was pretty tough.
Yeah, what year?
So 2005, 2008, something like that.
Yeah, so they were sort of starting to figure out how to do that, but not completely.
It's just a tough market to work in.
When you decided to make the jump, what was the focus on? Just you didn't want to work for anybody else, or you were ready, or you had the money, or what happened?
Never had money. It was always about opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I was in the advertising business, design business. Most of the time we were being used to consult and advise brands how they could work with other people. Mm-hmm. And social media and digital media was just taking off. And it was obvious that the agencies were becoming less and less powerful. They used to have all the power. If you look at Mad Men, I mean, those guys ran the brands.
Sure.
And that changed completely.
And it seems like they didn't work for anybody. Mad Men.
No, they worked for themselves pretty well. Yeah. And what we wanted to do was try to develop products that people wanted to interact with and spend time with, and that was.
And you wanted to make it simple. I mean, I think the hardship of being in the technology business, which I'm not telling you anything you don't know, is to try to make it work. and not be so techno.
Yeah. So I mean, I think the lucky thing that we had is that we weren't technologists. Mm-hmm. We were designers, or we came from advertising or media. So we made something for ourselves. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things is don't try and please somebody else. You know, make something for yourself or please yourself. And then because, you know, we weren't that technical, we made a very, very simple product. And over time, we've made it much more technical and it's much more complicated and robust. But in the beginning, it was very simple, built in Flash. It couldn't have been simpler.
A simple entrepreneur. We'll get to that in a minute. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars, Damian Bradfield. What a beautiful name, by the way. Do you feel like you gave something up to do this job? I mean, would there have been something else? Or who's to know?
It's been a journey. So, I mean, you know, before we got to WeTransfer, we had quite a lot of other businesses, other things we were involved with that didn't work out as well. Mm-hmm. And even earlier this year, we, you know, that term, you know, kill your darlings. We had to kill a few darlings to focus on what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've given up a fair bit to get here. But I think the exciting thing about being an entrepreneur and the fortunate position we're in is that we've grown so big. And there's so much goodwill towards our service that we are able to make these choices. So it was a big leap leaving Europe and moving to the U.S. But, I mean, you know, it's only a little bit of hardship.
What kind of leap was that? I mean, what's different?
The weather.
Everything.
The weather is a big difference. I think ambition is different here. You know, I spent 10 years in Holland. It's a fantastic place to start a business. There is incredible entrepreneurship, and there just isn't very much money. There's not a huge market of massive risk takers. America is all about risk, and everyone is very prepared to go to the edge. So you get here great wealth, but also amazing poverty.
Isn't it more competition though too?
Yeah, there's more competition, but it's not a bad thing to stick your neck up here.
Right.
And in Holland and Europe, it's a little bit trickier. Now, you're not praised for driving a Ferrari in Europe. If you're here, people would say you've done well. It's a
not
big difference.
Not me. When you hire people, how many people do you have working for you?
75 in Amsterdam and 5 here.
Okay. Why only 5 here?
We only started 7 weeks ago.
Okay. And you pay them as much as you pay them here?
You get paid a bit more over here.
Yeah, okay. So you got 80 people. Is it manageable?
Yeah, have a great team.
And when you hire somebody, what do you look for?
I think today it's changed. So I think today we're much more interested in the personality, that they do have an entrepreneurial streak themselves. Mm-hmm. And then I think resume and background is in third or fourth place.
And who's the entrepreneur that you look up to?
Until very recently, Peter Thiel. He was definitely someone that, you know, it's one of the greatest business books I think ever written, Zero to One. So he's somebody that, you know, political views aside, I think he's an amazing person to learn from.
Steve Jobs or any of that?
So we've been compared to Apple in the way that we do things, and I think that's an amazing compliment. I don't always know that the way that Steve went about getting done what he had to get done was
exactly, yeah,
something that I would respect.
But being compared to Apple, and we'll get to this in a minute, is probably why your WeTransfer is simpler, because Apple made it simple.
Yeah.
I mean, most people couldn't run a computer until Apple came along.
And Steve had an amazing way of communicating it, you know, making something very simple, communicating in a beautifully simple way, making it hugely aspirational, you know, understanding how to convey brand. That's not many companies understand that.
Well, it's also how to explain something that never existed.
Yeah.
You know, it's blind faith to the nth degree.
Yeah.
The turning point was in this journey?
I think in 2012, we were having discussions around how we were going to make money. 50% of our money was coming from advertising. At that time, all of our money was coming from advertising. And my partner, Bus, had this idea that we should create channels, sort of custom environments that people would buy and pay a subscription for. Today, it's the other 50% of our business. That was a big turning point. Turned profitable the next year.
Seamless. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, back in a minute.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Most people know Kobo as the leader in e-readers, and that's because they like to say they're a company that was created by book lovers for book lovers. Their goal? We asked Tracy Nesdelli from Kobo.
Our goal is to help people put reading into different parts of their lives. Those little scraps of time where you might be waiting for somebody to show up for dinner or standing in a line or something like that. And that offers an opportunity to read digitally. And we were the first ever to create a waterproof e-reader. And a lot of people said, why would you want to do that? What do you need a waterproof e-reader for? Well, it turns out that a huge number of people love to read in the bath, where technology and even paper doesn't really work.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
23. We're back. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars, Damian Bradfield. I love that name. It's a great name. I may borrow that someday. Hi, Damian Bradfield. It's kind of a James Bond name. Is here, and he's the CEO of WeTransfer. Give me the elevator pitch on what WeTransfer is.
Basically, it's the simplest way of sending creative audio visual files from A to B.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. And that's how you sold it?
We haven't really sold it. It's sold itself, to be honest. I mean, it's so simple. So my mum can use it. There's no sign up. We're not really collecting massive amounts of data or reselling, retargeting, doing all the bits that everybody else does, which a lot of people hate today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use it and you send a file and you send it to five people, probably one of those five will become a user. So our organic viral growth has been huge.
And can they send back through the same file? So you open up WeTransfer.com. Is that it? Yeah, WeTransfer.com. And we were just talking about, you see a window, and then what happens?
You'll see a full screen ad or an image. Mm-hmm. We curate that artwork that you see massively. So we have a team, an editorial team managing that. And you should see it like a magazine, right? So, I mean, in the old days, a great magazine, you know, the front cover was where all the money went. Then you'd have some editorial, then there'd be ads in between it, but it was always full page, you know, as sexy as you could possibly make it.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. Everyone else on the web is doing little crappy banners and things that people don't want to see.
Right.
And we try to curate that space so that it's just enjoyable to watch. We give away nearly 30% of all that inventory to artists, photographers. So there's a lot of things to discover through that. It's about $15 million a year of ad inventory that we give away to the creative community. So you'll see that in the background. You'll see a little window. It's, you know, upload, send email, put in a text. Drop your file in there, put in an email address, send it. It's gone.
And no more of this. Your file is too big, cannot send.
2 gigabytes. If you buy a pro subscription, you can send more. But I mean, in general, people are not. Your bandwidth is the thing that's going to restrict you. So your internet connection is going to be the thing that will restrict.
Well, this had to go be on fire once it caught on, right?
Yeah. I mean, today we have around 40 million unique users. I mean, really real users, not some of the data that you see, but 40 million a month in pretty much every country of the world.
And how can you improve it, or do you need to improve it?
So actually, later this month, we're releasing a completely redesigned service, and our goal is to try and make it simpler than we've made it.
How simple could it be? I mean, that sounds pretty simple to me.
Yeah, you know, it's simple, but it can always be a little bit faster. So people will always complain about speed. So we'll always try and make it a little bit faster.
It always amazes me how we all complain about speed for something we didn't even have 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, hurry up. And it's like 2 seconds longer.
And if, you know, if we run it at the fastest that's humanly possible, you'd still want it faster.
Exactly. Why is that? What's wrong with us?
Impatient,
right? Yeah. And, I guess we thank Steve Jobs for that, or Bill Gates, one of the two. What's the culture of WeTransfer around the office and stuff? I mean, what kind of people do you hire?
So I think in general, they're just decent people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody...
Are they technology or...
Yeah. So we've got a big tech team now. I'd say, you know, a third probably of the company is in some way building, maintaining... you know, supporting the system, and the rest is made up of marketing, sales, customer support, office management, finance.
Right. What's next for WeTransfer?
So we've been investing a lot in music in the last year. Musicians use us probably more than anybody else. Music files are, you know, relatively small, but in the process of music production, there's a lot of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we've invested heavily in music. We partnered with Charles Peterson from BBC Radio 6 earlier this year. We launched a radio station with him, Worldwide FM. We will be broadcasting from December, hopefully here from LA. And we have a redesign coming out. That will be a new improved service. And next year, there will be something new from WeTransfer, but it's too early to say what.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Damian Bradfield is our guest. It says here you're a serial entrepreneur. What does that mean?
Yeah, say serial killer.
Serial
entrepreneur. So, I mean, it probably means you failed a few times.
So you got it in your blood to be an entrepreneur.
Guess so.
You think of new things all the time?
Pretty much.
You know what, you're like Robert De Niro, two-word answers. I used to say, Bobby, I have a family to raise.
Sorry.
But that's okay.
I'll try harder.
No, don't change. Don't change anything. So you got 1 billion files every month that is on WeTransfer.
Yeah.
Is it possible, and this is actually a real question because I don't know the answer, is it possible to get too big? Is there enough room for everything on the internet?
I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, the way that we're growing right now.
At some point, we'll say, sorry, we're full.
I don't think so. I mean, storage is getting smaller and smaller. It's actually one of the few things in the world that's actually getting cheaper every year.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the size of the computer that we used to have in order to have, ZX Spectrum 48K, was this big that had 48K in it.
Right.
And now you have a little flash drive that can be, 10 gig, terabyte, in sort of this format.
Exactly, yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't think we're going to run out yet.
Who are your customers mostly? Are they industrial or?
It's the creative community. Mm-hmm. So 70% of our
users.
Artwork,
music.
Fashion, photography, media, advertising.
Mm-hmm.
A guy working at IBM who's producing a large keynote file that wants to get it to his client and receive confirmation that he's downloaded that file, will use it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, it's our users use it primarily Monday to Friday. So it's people at business, either doing business or pretending to do business.
Can you send full movies out?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's... must be the world's biggest A to B sender, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? Of course, impossible to answer that because you don't know where technology is going to be, but what would you like to be? And what's your dream technology setup?
I mean, I think where everybody else in technology has yet to succeed is really doing Asia properly.
Mm-hmm.
Asia, yeah. Yeah, if you look at, Facebook hasn't managed to succeed yet in Asia. In Japan, it's basically a non-event. It would be amazing to take a product like ours that I think is super simple, that appeals to a lot of people, and that there's a lot of anonymity towards it, so you mm-hmm. don't have to create accounts. I think in a market like Asia, and I'm being very general,
right.
I think it could do really, really well. I'd love to be that tech company that actually managed to produce a product that's for everybody, as opposed to just for the Anglo-Saxon community.
In Asia, Saudi Arabia, are they in?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be in big time. Why Asia?
Because it's often seen as being too complicated mm-hmm. or, the business, doing business in China, is very complex. It's never direct. You have to go via another company.
Right.
But I don't know. I like a challenge. I think, if anyone, no one else really succeeded there, then it's worth a go, right?
So you go to www.wetransfer.com. Is there a price for use? Or?
No. Completely free.
How do you make your money?
Advertising.
Right. So is there advertising on the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
But most people won't really see it.
So it's subtle.
Very.
Right. Okay. Did you ever meet Paul McCartney?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. He's still a McCartney as a client. There's really no reason to change it, is there? I mean, that's why you're so confident about it. Is there any competition?
Yeah, we have a lot of competition. But it's about user cases. So, we're big fans of Dropbox. Dropbox mm-hmm. works fantastically. It's great for syncing and, collaborating. We see them as a partner. That sits alongside us. Slack, amazing product, fantastic for mm-hmm. doing, things. We use Slack daily, it's a fantastic product, but you can also share files through Slack. Skype, is a platform people communicating. You can share a file through Slack, through Skype, sorry. And then in general, you have email. And email, it's possible to send larger and larger files today through email. So it's also a competitor. The thing I think that's a big difference for us and for the user at the end of the day, which is the only person that counts,
mm-hmm.
is that we just have always tried to keep things simple. And human nature wants to complicate stuff. Our ego, our dreams, our ambitions,
right.
are always about adding features, making things slightly more complicated or trying to, get an extra buck out of somebody.
Well, that's what's happening is, pardon me, the drop-downs... you get something and something drops in, you want to buy this, then you got to find where the X is and they always move it. You can't finish reading your article without an ad in there.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it, that's getting worse and worse, I think.
I think people just forgot what it's like to be human.
Mm.
On the high street, we always have this analogy that, the retargeting advertising business, if you could imagine that in the real world, that you'd pick up a pair of sneakers from a store, put them down, leave that store and walk down the high street, and the sales assistant would follow you with that pair of sneakers into the next part, right. few shops, and try to resell them to you. Mm-hmm. You'd go crazy. You'd probably call the police. But online, it's fine.
Yeah.
And this is the place where we spend most of our time, but we think it's fine. I don't think it's fine.
Why?
I think it's just eroding the sort of values that we have as individuals. And I think at a certain point, I sincerely hope that people start going, this is wrong. Actually, what I would like is something, a service that respected me. I'm prepared to pay for that if I have to, just to get that away, just so I can read what I want to read, or, you know, view what I want to view, or do what I want to do. And our business basically fails at the moment that creatives stop producing stuff and making stuff. Mm-hmm. So why would we want to get in the way of that? The best thing that we can do is actually facilitate them to make stuff. And the more they make, the more they'll send stuff through us. Mm-hmm. And as a brand, as a company, you should have the confidence to go, we've got a great product. We just keep it that way, keep it simple, and people will just keep coming back. As what Hermes, Louis Vuitton, these amazing brands did for years, through having confidence and through building something which is based on quality and values that...
They know you'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need to do a sale. They don't get discounts.
Right.
Just build great product. People come back.
It's like Coca-Cola. They know you're not going to drink Pepsi if you're hooked on Coca-Cola. Yeah. Hook's probably the wrong word. Damian Bradville, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you.
WeTransfer.com. And we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. See you soon.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Can you use social media to build raving fans for your business? Callie Choladinko is joining us to answer that question. She's the founder and CEO of Something Social. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us, Callie.
Thank you, Mark. So glad to be here.
So how
Thank
do we do
you
it?
For having me.
Dive in for us.
So number one is figuring out your brand. Brand identity is crucial. You want to know who you are before you're able to then message it out to your fans. So you want to figure out your aesthetic, your voice, your vision, and really just kind of identify those key points that make you different and make you unique. And then from there, content strategy is key. You want to create really high visuals, really high quality assets, make sure that you're, you know, communicating that brand aesthetic and that brand identity. Keep it consistent. You want your followers to know kind of what they can expect from you, what they can get from you. You want people to be able to come to you and immediately know who you are, what you're about, what your brand is, what your product is, what you're messaging, and kind of what they can expect from you. And also keep it captivating. You know, you want to give people value, give people a reason to follow you, give people a reason to engage with you.
So what about for the small business owner, though, who says, I already have a brand, I already have clients and customers and products and services. How can I start benefiting from social media outside of maybe paying for advertisements and things like that? How can they use social media to get loyal, raving fans?
So definitely audience is key for that. So when we're talking about a small business that maybe already does have their community, chances are that's going to be local. It's going to be in one niche. Maybe it's, you know, word of mouth or whatever networking they've done so far. And so with social, now you have this huge, massive, you know, millions on millions of potential followers and an audience. And that's who you really want to go after. So definitely determining kind of who your audience and demographic is, what age group, what their interests are, what they, you know, might be interested in. And then on social, not only starting to put out that content, but really getting into your community and finding like brands, similar brands, you know, other types of accounts that maybe your same type of audience would want to follow, and then going in and engaging with them and liking and commenting and making sure that they're seeing you, seeing your brand, and then popping back over and saying, you know, oh, who are they? And then starting to engage with you that way.
So what is some practical things that somebody listening right now can actually, while they're listening, whether it's radio, TV, or online, they can literally take this information, they can go on their computer or on their phone, and they can start taking action right now. Maybe it's for content creation, but what do you think? What is a practical thing they can take action on right now?
I would say the community engagement is like going on your phone, logging in on Instagram, and really like defining exactly who those kind of like similar relevant brands are, and then going in and engaging with their following and seeing who's following them and how engaged are their followers. And, you know, going in and really just literally sitting there and liking photos and commenting on photos and doing a little bit of research to see why people might be engaging with other relevant similar brands. And then you can push out that type of content.
So when it comes to indoctrinating people, building loyal fans, there's a lot of different things people do out there. What do you think are some great ways that people can really focus on building the tribe? Because I feel like when you build the tribe and the family and the community, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's when you start to get loyal fans.
Totally.
So is there like a finesse or an art
behind creating a loyal following?
I think it's being welcoming. It's giving people a reason to want to engage. So if you're a fitness brand, giving people the opportunity and creating the space for them to share with you and to, you know, motivate other people to get involved in the conversation. And so same thing, you know, whatever your brand might be, is going on Instagram stories and maybe sharing some behind the scenes things there and driving people from your regular Instagram posts over to that. Or if you're going to do it on Snapchat, giving people, you know, a reason, a little behind the scenes, a little something else that they might not get from you on your YouTube channel, or something they might not get from you on your Instagram or your Facebook. And I think that's where the Facebook Live, the Instagram stories, the Snapchat, it's more of that like communal, person to person, less, I would say, like less aesthetically put together and more real. And so I think going in there and then sharing like real things about your brand, giving people, you know, something of value that then they are going to want to share and engage with. And if you're asking people to ask questions, like answer them and, you know, make it a really responsive opportunity for them.
So why do you think most people aren't doing this? I feel like it's really easy to do.
Yes.
But so is being healthy, yet most people are not healthy. And so when it comes to creating content online, when it comes to building a tribe and a community and having loyal fans, why do you think most people aren't actually doing it? Because it is easy. And if you compound it, why are most people not doing it?
The number one thing I hear from people as to why they're not doing it is because they don't think that people care about what they have to say. And I think that's the biggest mistake people can make. Everyone is their expert in their own industry, their own field, you know, their own life, their own area of expertise. And I think that people really, really underestimate how much value they can bring to a community. And so I think that the people that are doing it really well believe in their product, believe in their voice, believe in their brand, and they just go out and do it. And so I think that getting over that hump of, oh, people might not care what I have to say, or, oh, other people know this topic better than I do. I think if you're able to get past that hump, that's when you're really going to start to build the following.
I agree. I feel like most people just talk themselves out of it.
Yes.
Founder and CEO of Something Social, Callie Chulodenko, is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We're talking about how to build a tribe, how to build loyal fans using social media. We've gone over some great things so far. What are some things that you see people making mistakes on when it comes to using social media just in general? Because we hear be transparent, be authentic, share, engage, put out content consistently. But what are things people are doing wrong?
I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is trying to be like somebody else. Everyone has their own perspective and their own kind of thing that makes them different. And very, very different types of personalities end up being really successful on social. And it's not necessarily because there's a formula. It's really just about being you. And again, keeping it consistent, sticking to your brand voice, sticking to your messaging, and kind of knowing what you're after. And what we see, especially brands do wrong, is go out and look at what other competitors are doing and then try to be like them. And I think what happens there is you really get lost. Your brand messaging gets lost. You start trying to do too many different things, and people get confused and they don't know how to really latch on and be part of your tribe or your community because they're getting mixed messaging. So I think one of the biggest mistakes we see brands make is trying to be like their competitors, or trying to constantly like switch things up rather than sticking on a clear path.
Some simple practical steps for how to build a bunch of raving fans on social media. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that the host nor Business Rockstars is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine
determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get started.
Biz Talk Radio,